the Falls area, and bridges across the Columbia River. Crossing the river on the ferry could be hard in bad weather, or when the river was running very high. People began to want a better way to cross the river. The first car had come to Kettle Falls in 1903, and cars became more common as the years went by. The falls were now becoming a tourist attraction. Automobile parties were organized to view the beautiful Kettle Falls on the Columbia River, and maybe enjoy a picnic. By 1929, a bridge had been built, crossing the river just below the falls. Before the bridge, the Michaels would have had few occasions to go north of Kettle Falls. Russell Michael claimed he was the first person to cross the bridge when it was opened to the public on November 1, 1929. "I was working at the Kahlstrom place, packing apples, when Elmer Hammond and a carload of young people stopped. They said the bridge was going to open and they wanted to go across. It was only a mile or so from Kahlstrom's to the bridge, so I stepped on the running board and rode to the bridge. When we got there, I laid down on the fender alongside the engine. I was nearer the front of the car than anyone inside, so I was the first to cross." The current bridges you see today were completed in June of 1941. You can't see the falls today. They are under the surface of the lake created when Grand Coulee Dam was built and the lake was filled in 1940 and 1941. The falls were beautiful, and they also provided a place for the native people to gather salmon as the fish came up the river from the Pacific Ocean to spawn. The different tribes would come from the Great Plains to the east and coastal areas to the west to fish, trade, and visit. This gathering started over 9,000 years ago and continued until 1940. In June 1940, an estimated 8,000 to 10,000 people mourned the falls at a ceremony of tears organized by the Colvilles and attended by representatives of the Yakima, Spokane, Nez Perce, Flathead, Blackfeet, Coeur d'Alene, Tulalip, and Ponderay tribes. Uncle Harrison Reed wrote about the annual salmon gathering. He remembered, "Large numbers of Indians with their teepees and drying racks filled with large salmon drying in the sun, the Indians spearing the fish from a platform near the falls. The Indians were friendly, except perhaps when they had a powwow, which were fine until some unscrupulous white men gave them whiskey. During the fishing season, the Indians would hang salmon in the trees along the trails. This provided meals for those traveling the trails in the winter, which, I suppose, is the forerunner of our present-day drive-ins." Pause the audio recording here and make your way to the next location, the Burt Reed Place.